Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Stone, this is going to be a fun one.
Good morning, sir. Yes, it is. This is going to be a lot of fun. Please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone with Atlanta Planning Group, Miss Grace Hayden, how have you been?
I've been good. Thank you. I'm excited to be back. Thanks, guys.
Well, for the listeners who weren't at GSU when we did the GSU special and got to hear all about Atlanta Planning Group, why don't you share a little bit about Atlanta Planning Group? How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so we're a group of independent financial advisors. We're a practice of about 9 partners. We each have our own individual practice, though, and I'm a little different than the rest of the group because I have a concentration in socially responsible investing, which is my favorite thing to talk about. It's the fastest growing part of our practice, but we just help everyday people. We have a goals-based approach. We talk to them about what they want to do in life and try to make that happen.
Now, what is socially responsible investing? What does that mean?
Yeah, so basically, it's a way to invest that aligns with your values. So anytime there's a school shooting, which unfortunately, we saw some mass shootings this past week, our phone starts ringing and people want to know, hey, do I own any gun manufacturers? So no, we don't have any of that in the portfolio. No tobacco. We try to invest in, for example, companies that do textiles with good water recycling techniques that are better for the environment, low carbon emissions, that sort of thing.
So now they're asking you specifically about certain groups that they're passionate about, or you're creating something that kind of is general that hits kind of all these hot buttons?
It's more something that's general that hits on a lot of topics. So we also have some funds that invest in companies with women in leadership positions to promote diversity, but we try to get a little bit of everything in there.
And then is part of your role identifying these investments, or you're somebody on your team does that? How does that happen?
We identify them together. We do all the research. So they have to pass the Grace test and the Steve test. Yeah. So we make sure that they're the real deal and they check all the boxes.
Are you finding more and more companies are going down that path?
Yeah. I think it is really trendy. I think we all see that anytime you go to the grocery store, suddenly everything is in green packaging with a little sticker on it that says eco-friendly. So we want to make sure that it's not just a marketing ruse and that it's the real deal and they're really, you know, serious and practice what they preach.
So now for you, how did you get into this line of work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I started working in Atlanta Planning Group's office with my father when I was in college. I started as an intern. I would sharpen pencils. I would re-alphabetize filing cabinets.
That's what I do around here.
Is that?
That's what I do.
It's harder than it seems. Right. We don't get enough credit. And so while I was there, I went to Georgia State University. I studied international economics and modern languages. And as I learned more about the economy and money's role in people's lives, I got more and more passionate about the work that financial advisors do, and I realized that's the direction I want to go in life. So wound up kind of taking an aside in life. I went to Italy for 2 years, got a second bachelor's degree in economics and management from the University of Venice, came back, worked for some companies in the industry. I worked with Jackson National out in Nashville, and then I was with Invesco in Chicago and came back a year ago and started my practice. So
now when you're learning about economics in Italy, is there a different economics there? Or is this the same economics that we all have?
Same economics. They might have more severe economic problems at the moment, but same rules apply. The program there was a lot more focused on business economics, though, running your own business, which actually was very convenient for me.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah. Invesco, though, that's a wealth management of financial service.
Yep.
So it's interesting. Was this intentional? That you go out, because I mean you had this firm that you had immediate access to, and you chose, or the family chose, for you to go work somewhere else first.
So when I was in the office, we would have a lot of representatives of different asset managers come in. So, pro tip for anyone out there who's about to graduate, start handing out your resume to anyone and everyone. So it just kind of worked out that I had gotten enough feelers out there that those were the companies that reached out to me and started interviewing, and I stayed in touch with Invesco when I was in Nashville and decided it was time for a change, and I would love to live in Chicago. So we made that happen. But it wasn't like I picked 5 years in advance, I'll work for Invesco one day. But it happened that way with the connections I had.
Well, I guess what I meant, though, as opposed to working at Dad's company.
Ah, yeah.
That intense? You just needed to not?
I wanted to get some experience on the other side of the business, the more corporate side. But at the end of the day, I decided I like working with individuals better. While I was at Invesco, I was actually working with advisors. I was a sales consultant to advisors. So I like sitting down with people. You know, most of my meetings are in people's living rooms on their couch and just talking, meeting the family and having a real personal relationship. I really enjoy that.
Now, that sounds like good advice for a young person to try a variety of things in the neighborhood, maybe adjacent to what you think you want. So you kind of get a feel, because it sounds good on paper or, you know, the magazine article or the book or your friend says they love it. But until you kind of walk in those shoes, it's hard to really
don't know. And that's a good point, too, because it was my choice to come back also and work at the family business, whereas sometimes people don't have other options. So I think when it's your decision, you've seen what else is out there, you have a little bit more conviction in your decision and your life path. So I think it was a good decision.
Okay, I want to go back to this. I've got this picture now of you in the living room, and you're talking to husband and wife.
Yep.
And they're not always 100% in tune before
they sit down.
So you're like part therapist.
Part therapist. I know. We make the joke that we don't do any marriage counseling, but we do encourage sometimes couples to sit down with a bottle of wine, talk about where they're at, their goals, where they might want to tune up on saving and automating some things. So yeah, I try to stay away from the marriage counselor role, but I do wear that hat sometimes.
So now, before you meet with them, do you give them some homework to do? Or is this something like the first time you're meeting, we're all kind of laying some of these cards out on the table?
Yeah, usually the first meeting, I have a checklist. I love checklists. So I have a life stages checklist. So it starts in your 20s, then your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Which I like to call party time. So we'll go through that. We make sure all those boxes are getting checked. Any areas that they haven't taken care of, we'll make a plan of attack that way. But that way it makes it easy for them, because it can be really overwhelming when you sit down, you lay out everything that they have and say, okay, we need to do this, this, and this. It's just easier to have a list. I just find everyone seems to respond well to that.
And then are you looking for feeling out a predisposition towards socially responsible investing? Or if they're going to work with you, that's what they're going to do. And if they're not going to do that, they need to go work with someone else.
We'll work with people that don't want to do the socially responsible investing. We do things on both sides of that spectrum, but it becomes pretty evident. Usually you can tell if they're that kind of person that
if they have Whole Foods bags.
They go to Whole Foods, if they have organic fair trade coffee brewing.
That's on our questionnaire. That's on our checklist, right? Yes, when was the last trip to Whole Foods?
Yeah, exactly. Do you practice yoga? So it becomes pretty evident. But I do mention, and when I meet with people for the first time, hey, if this appeals to you, it's something I do. Let me know. And usually their eyes light up or glaze over. If they light up, we talk a little bit more. It's something they're interested in. If they're not, we don't try to push it. Yeah.
And this is one of those things where, coincidentally or not coincidentally, there are kind of financial reasons to invest in these companies. They're performing pretty well, right? It's not like you're doing this out of charity.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that you have to sacrifice performance. I mean, obviously nothing's guaranteed. It's the market. Anything that you invest in the market can lose money. But they've seen business cases where being socially responsible doesn't negatively impact. In fact, it can positively impact your performance, which is probably why so many companies are coming out and saying, hey, we're socially responsible. We care about the world. So, yeah.
So now when you're working with them, and at first, are you just trying to kind of get the lay of the land to see, you know, what you're dealing with and really understand what their objectives are? Because people come in and they might have some preconceived things in their mind about what this is. Like, oh, you're here to make me rich, or you're here to plan for my retirement, or like, you got to kind of understand what their objectives are, right?
Yeah, we get a feel for their objectives and their overall current financial picture.
So you need kind of a snapshot of where they are today.
Where they are, yeah.
And then kind of build a roadmap to where they want to be down the road.
Exactly. Because there's some people that we typically won't work with. Anyone with a lot of credit card debt, they need to tackle that. Or, you know, we like to make sure certain things are in place, like an emergency fund. Because again, the stock market, it goes up and down. Right. And if you have an emergency, you want a place where you can get to some emergency right. cash. So we encourage everyone to have a few things in place before they can start investing, just, you know, for their own safety.
So on that front, do you find yourself quarterbacking, like, I also need an estate planning attorney, I need a long-term care planning plan. Do you find yourself sort of coordinating that whole team of advisors?
Yeah, we tend to have people we refer out to. It's good to know as many people as we can, because a lot of people are out there looking for good CPAs, good estate planning attorneys, because they need wills. Health insurance is pretty confusing now if you're on an yeah. Obamacare plan. So I get a lot of questions if I know anyone who does healthcare. So yeah, definitely.
But is the reason that you're kind of getting those calls is because you're seeing them more often, or that they feel that you know a bunch of people?
Sometimes they'll ask if I can do it, and just not my area of expertise.
So you stay in your lane.
I stay in my lane and refer out for those things. So usually it comes up in the planning process also. That's one of the boxes on my checklist. Have a will. Make sure you have health insurance for your family. So if they don't, then we'll make sure to get them in touch with somebody.
So now, for you and your work, and you're doing this, do you have any kind of stories that are interesting and make you kind of smile, that like, wow, that I really made an impact on that family?
Gosh, that's a good question. I really can't. Everything I do is so confidential. I don't
right.
know.
Well, I don't want you to name like Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But was it a situation, maybe their life was chaotic, or they thought they had some stuff figured out, and then they were able to kind of, oh, this really put my mind at ease, and I'm not, you know, kind of worried about some stuff.
Yeah. So we had a client come to us recently whose husband had passed away, and she had never written a check in her life, had never paid a bill in her life, didn't know the difference between an IRA and just an individual account and where she was getting money from and what a pension was. So we've spent a lot of time explaining everything so she feels more comfortable and knowledgeable about what she has and getting her back on track. We connected her with an estate planning attorney because she didn't even realize she needed to go through the probate process, which you have to go through when right. someone passes away. So that does happen,
and a lot of times, you know, you're the person, at least you're in the the list of people to call.
Yep, the list of people to call. And usually in situations like that, if, you know, they're older and suddenly find themselves alone dealing with a huge estate, we try to get family members involved too and let right. them know, hey, this is going on. You know, if there's a son that they're close to that's older right. and, or a sister or something like that.
So. But if I'm trusting you with my money, you are probably my first call.
Yeah.
You're probably my highest trust relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So if I trust you with my money, I believe that Grace is also going to put me in touch with a really good, solid estate planning attorney. Right?
Yeah, that's really important for us. It's really important that the people we refer our clients out to do the best that they can. Also.
All right, I can't take it anymore because I'm gonna use this as a segue because Grace and the whole team there at Atlanta Planning Group. I mean, you guys make it a practice of getting out there in the community, building relationships, find out what's going on, supporting and celebrating those folks, and helping get them connected with people who need and want the services they provide. So I can't take it anymore. We got to announce you're going to have a show.
I am.
On the Business Radio X Network.
Yep.
That facilitates this kind of thing, right?
Yes, and we're so excited about it. It's going to be called Atlanta Cares Radio, and we want to help our clients get the word out about the good that they're doing in the community, because Atlanta's a really vibrant, flavorful community. We have a lot of cool people doing really cool things that we know, and we're giving them a platform to spread the word.
And then the types of companies that you'd like to, and individuals are who? What are some of the guests that you'd like to have in here?
So we do have kind of a socially responsible slant to the show, but it doesn't mean we're only interviewing nonprofits. We will have some really incredible nonprofits in the Atlanta area.
But
on
philanthropists.
The show. Philanthropists. Maybe
foundations.
Even foundations, restaurant owners that have nice local restaurants that
I'll
people
produce.
Just like to join in.
I'll be here.
They have to bring samples. That's kind of table stakes.
Yeah, that's the one thing. We require a sampling of favorite dishes. So, yeah, basically anyone adding a little flavor and contributing to the community feel that we have here in Atlanta.
And then you're defining Atlanta as the entire metro area. What is your footprint of the work that you your
That's
firm
a good
does?
Question. Yeah. The metro area, but we'll go outside in the suburbs. I mean, come on. We have to. It's Atlanta. You could be living in Alpharetta.
Right. Everybody calls it Atlanta.
Everything's Atlanta that's near Atlanta. So.
And then the kind of the why behind all of this is because this is part of the DNA of your firm, right? Is you're supporting and celebrating the community, you know, the ecosystem that serves you.
Yeah, exactly. That's I couldn't have said it better myself.
So now, do you have any dream guests or anybody, any firms that you'd kind of would love to kind of meet maybe here in Atlanta that is somebody that's...
Gosh, that's a good question. I'm just so excited about our upcoming guests. But, you know, maybe someone who works with people who are coming to the community from other countries to help them get settled in. Maybe some immigration lawyers or...
Some people that work with the refugees.
Yeah, or people that help other people get started with their businesses. I know there's some interesting, like a co-working space that I've heard of that works with restaurants and food trucks.
Sure.
Something like that. Something niche, but unusual, good for the community.
That isn't like
yeah,
kind
people
of,
may not know about already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, it's exciting times.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So now if somebody wanted to get a hold of you for the Atlanta Planning Group, is there a website for that?
There is. You can go to gracehayden.net, GRACEHAYDEN.net, or just give me a call, 404-816-1153, extension 320.
And if you want to be a guest on Atlanta Cares Radio, should they connect with you on LinkedIn or what's the best way to get a hold of you for that?
Probably give me a call or shoot me an email. My email is kind of long though, so probably calling is best. Right. Yeah,
we'll give me a call. We'll put all the links on there.
Yeah, we'll put the links out and maybe look here and find me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Grace, for sharing your story today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. Good to see you guys again.
And we look forward to the launch of Atlanta Cares Radio. Do we have a launch date for that?
We do. It's going to be Thursday, August 22nd at 10 a.m. We've got three really great guests coming on. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but you don't want to miss it.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.